啊，愿大家平安。
May peace be with all of you。
今天早上从以弗所书的第六章啊，跟大家来一起查考啊，看不见的征战。
And today we would study, we will be studying from Ephesians chapter 6 on the invisible warfare.
啊，有一次去访问一个老弟兄，他住在老人院里面。
And there was one time that I was visiting this elderly brother who was in the nursing home.
他以前在教会里面也是很热心在侍奉神。
And he was heavily involved in and was zealous in the holy work in the past.
让人很惊讶就是他的生活变成非常简单。
But what's surprising to us was his life became so simple.
那抽屉打开来里面只有一件东西。
And when he opened this drawer, there was only one item.
就是一本圣经。
And that is his Bible.
他大概90岁左右。
He was about 90 years old.
所以在他的生活里面只有一件事情最重要。
Therefore, at that point in his life, there was only one important matter.
就是圣经。
That is the Bible.
那圣经是什么？
So what is the Bible?
圣经就是神的话。
The Bible is the word of God.
我们的一生就是我们的观念在决定我们怎么生活。
Throughout our lives, it is our mindset that decides our lifestyle.
那这个观念从哪里来？
And where does this concept or mindset come from?
大部分人生活的观念都是从父母来的，从世界的文化来的。
And the majority of our mindsets come from our parents or the cultures of the world.
所以你可以看到大部分人的生活都一样。
Hence, the majority of our lifestyles are very similar.
那这个圣经让我们对我们所看见的事情有不同的观念。
And this Bible has enabled us to have a different mindset towards the same matters.
那不同的观念就有不同的生活方式。
And a different mindset has brought in a different way of life.
比方说圣经里面提到我们一生有两个征战。
For example, the Bible mentioned that there will be two warfares in our lives.
如果我们没有进到圣经，我们从来不会想这一件事情。
If we do not read, look at this from the point of view of the Bible, we will never be thinking about this.
但是如果我们进到圣经，我们就看得很清楚这两个征战是什么。
But if we reflect on this through the Bible, then we clearly could understand what are these two warfares.
第一个征战。
The first warfare.
我们看传道书第八章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 8.
传道书的第八章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 8.
第八章的第八节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 8. No one has the power over the spirit to retain the spirit.And no one has the power in the day of death. There is no release from that war, and wickedness will not deliver those who are given to it.
这个地方讲这场征战没有人能够避免。
So here it says that no one can retain the spirit.
那再下去有一个征战。
No one can be released from that war.
那这个征战是什么
？So what is this war？
如果我们前面读一读这个征战就是中文讲
So if we read from the verse before this，
这里讲没有人能够掌管生命。
So here it says that no one has the power over the spirit to retain the spirit from the first line of verse 8。
英文叫 spirit 可以讲灵魂那中文翻作生命。
So in English, spirit is referring to soul, whereas in Chinese, it talks about life.
那没有人能够掌管死期。
So no one could control their day of death.
所以我们每一天都跟死亡在征战。
So every day we are battling against death.
谁能够胜过死亡？
And who can overcome death?
如果我们能够胜过死亡，我就不会死了。
If we could overcome death, then we wouldn't die.
所以每一个人都会死。
So, and everyone would die.
所以这一场征战每一个人都会输。
So everyone will be defeated in this war.
所以为什么人需要信仰？
So why do we need religion?
圣经说神将永生放在我们的心里。
Because the Bible tells us that God has planted this eternal life in our lives.
所以每一个人都会想到永生。
So everyone thinks about eternal life.
那怎么会得到永生？
So how can we obtain this eternal life?
就是要胜过死亡。
That means we have to overcome death.
那怎么胜过死亡？
So how do we overcome death?
世界上只有一个人胜过死亡。
There has only been one person who has ever overcome death.
这个人就是主耶稣。
And this person is Jesus.
所以他说，生命在我，复活在我。
That is why he says that life is in me and resurrection is in me.
信我的人虽然死了，还要再复活。
And those who believe in me, even though they have died, but they will be resurrected.
所以这个永生的观念会变成一种事实。
So this concept of eternal life will be a reality.
如果我们真的相信耶稣。
That is only if we truly believe in Jesus.
我们就胜过死亡。
Then we would have overcome death.
这是第一个征战。
So this is the first war.
你想想看，坐在这里的人。
So for all of us who are seated here.
再过十年。
In the next 10 years.
包括我在内，可能已经没有在这里了。
Including myself, perhaps I wouldn't be here anymore.
再加十年，再过二十年。
And in another 20 years.
可能更多人不在这里。
Perhaps even more of us wouldn't be here anymore.
再过一百年。
And in the next 100 years.
我们大家都不在这里了。
All of us wouldn't be here anymore.
为什么？
Why?
死亡已经胜过我们。
Because death has overcome us.
但是如果我们在主耶稣的救恩里面，
But if we're within the salvation of God.
死的那一天就好像穿过一扇门到天国的永生。
On the day that we die, it will be likened to us having surpassed through this invisible door that and have entered the heavenly kingdom.
所以没有一件事情比信仰更重要。
So there is no one matter that is more important than religion.
因为没有一件事情比生命更有价值。
Because there is no one item that is more valuable than our life itself.
主耶稣要让我们得胜死亡。
God wants us to be to be saved and to gain eternal life. To gain victory and have eternal life.
第二个征战。
The second war.
我们先来看以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书的第六章
Ephesians chapter 6
以弗所书第六章的十二节
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12 For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places.
这个十二节讲我们不是与属血气的征战。
So here it says that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood.
乃是与那执政掌权管辖幽暗世界以及天空属恶灵气的恶魔征战。
But against the principalities, the powers, the rulers of darkness of this age, the spiritual host of wickedness in the heavenly places.
所以这里告诉我们呢，有一场征战我们眼睛看不到。
So here it tells us that there is this war that we cannot see with our fleshly eyes.
因为这是在灵界里面。
Because this is the spiritual warfare.
对一个没有信仰人来讲。
And to someone who do not have faith.
最实在的事情就是你眼睛看得见。
What's most practical is what you could see before your eyes.
那对一个有信仰人来讲。
But for someone who has faith.
有一件事情你看不见，但是确实是存在的。
There is something that is unseen but does exist.
就是灵界。
That is in the spiritual realm.
所以信仰带领我们进到灵界里面。
So our spirituality has brought us to enter into the spiritual realm.
所以我们进到灵界里面就发现有一场征战。
And when we enter into the spiritual realm, we will see this spiritual warfare.
因为在灵界里面有两个灵的力量。
Because in this spiritual warfare, there are two sources of power.
一个就是神。
One is from God.
他是万王之王，万主之主。
He's the King of all kings and Lord of all lords.
那另外一个力量就是魔鬼。
And the second power is that of the Satan.
所以在灵界里面，我们是跟魔鬼是敌人。
So in the spiritual realm, we are the Satan or the devil is our enemies.
所以这一场征战有两个意思。
So there are two significance behind this warfare.
我们教会里面有主耶稣交代我们有两个使命。
So there are two missions that have been granted to us.
第一个就是要牧养神的羊。
First is to pasture the sheep of God.
谁是神的羊？
And who are these the sheep of God.
谁是属神的？
Who belong to God?
我们在受洗那一天，
On the day of our baptism,
主耶稣的宝血洁净我们的罪。
The Lord Jesus precious blood has cleansed away our sins.
所以从那一天开始，我们做神的儿女。
So from that day on, we are the children of
God. 所以圣经里面说，我们是重价买来的。
That is why the Bible says that we have been redeemed through a high price.
英文叫 redeem, 重价买来的。
So the word redeem means we have been exchanged for with a high price.
还没有信耶稣以前。
Prior to us believing in God,
虽然我住在美国,
even though we live in the United States,
这是在物质界里面,
it is only in the physical world.
但是在灵界里面,
but in the spiritual world,
我们是属魔鬼的,
we belong to the devil.
是在撒旦的权下控制的,
we're in the palm and under the control of the Satan.
哦, 那信耶稣就是从魔鬼的权下来进到神的国里面。
And to believe in Jesus is to be released from the palm and the control of the Satan to enter into the heavenly kingdom.
那从魔鬼的权下要进到神的国里面，这是一场征战。
And it is indeed a war to be released from the control of Satan to that of the Lord.
所以有时候我们自己也会体验到，有时候我们看我们在带领慕道者也会看得到。不简单啊，为什么带人信耶稣这么难？
That is why we sometimes experience this ourselves, that it is indeed not easy when we are preaching to the truth seekers to bring them to believe in the Lord.
为什么？
Why?
因为魔鬼他会用各种不同的方法阻挡人信耶稣。
Because devil uses different obstacles to stop people from believing in God.
因此如果要带领人信主，这是征战。
Therefore, it is a war itself to bring people to believe in God.
不要想说我在世界上啊，我很有能力，很有知识，很有口才，很有钱，我就可以做什么，什么也不能做。
Let us not think that because we are so powerful and highly educated and wealthy in this world, so we could do everything. But the truth is, we can't do anything.
因为这是一场属灵的征战。
Because this is a spiritual warfare.
那第二个，我们教会的工作就是牧养工作。
And secondly, the second work is the pastoral work.
对已经受洗的人。
To brothers and sisters who have received water baptism.
他是神的羊。
They are the Lamb of God.
是很宝贵的。
And they're very precious.
是主耶稣宝血洁净的。
And they have been cleansed through the precious blood of God.
但是魔鬼好像吼叫的狮子。
But the Satan is like a roaring lion.
到处游行。
Roaming around the world.
魔鬼在哪里？
Where is Satan?
你眼睛睁开，没有看到魔鬼啊。
If you open your eyes wide, you can't see devil.
这是在物质界。
Because this is in the material world.
但是神如果开我们的眼睛，
But when God open up our eyes,
你就看到魔鬼到处都有。
You will see that devil is around everywhere.
那魔鬼的目标是什么？吞吃神的羊。
So what is the goal of devil? That is to devour the sheep of the Lord.
所以我们不论是带领人信主或者牧养工作，都是跟魔鬼在征战。
So may it be the evangelical work or the pastoral work, we are actually having a spiritual warfare against the Satan.
但是眼睛看不到。
But we can't see it with our fleshly eyes.
那为什么神的话这么重要呢？因为透过神的话，就把眼睛看不见的讲得很清楚。
Why is it that the word of God is so important? Because it is through His words that things that are unseen could be clearly explained.
比方说有一阵子这个 COVID-19 对夺走很多人的生命。
For example, a couple of years ago, the pandemic COVID-19 has taken away the lives of many.
但是这个科学的知识进步以后，我们就发现这场征战就可以得胜。
But through the improvement of the scientific technology, we realized that we could actually overcome this pandemic.
所以现在 COVID-19 死的人越来越少。
So now the death toll of that is caused by COVID-19 has been reduced.
但是这个属灵的征战，你看不见，你怎么去打？
But this spiritual warfare is something that you cannot see with your eyes. So how could you battle against it?
所以当我们进到神的话里面，就把它讲清楚，我们就知道这个是要怎么来。得胜这一场征战。
But when you enter into the this war through God's words, then you would know how to fight against it.
好，我们回来看以弗所书的第六章。
Now let's turn back to Ephesians chapter 6.
第六章的十二节。
Verse 12.
我们刚刚读过的，我们不是与属血气的征战。
For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood.
然后与 执政掌权管辖幽暗世界的、啊、天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
But against the principalities, the powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of the wickedness in the heavenly places.
哦，这里讲魔鬼管辖这个幽暗的世界。
So here it says that the world of darkness is in the control of the Satan.
我们前几天、啊、下雨、啊、大家就觉得很闷、啊、而且没有看到太阳。
So a couple of days ago, it was raining heavily, and everyone felt so gloomy because we didn't see the sun.
我们今天来教会，太阳出来就非常高兴，然后从山上下来，哇，一片海连天，非常漂亮。
But today, because the sun has come out, everyone is so delighted, and we see the beautiful scenery.
好，那这里讲幽暗的世界在哪里？
So where is this world of darkness?
哦，幽暗就是没有光。
Darkness means without light.
哦，那那个世界在哪里？
So where is this world of darkness?
那个世界就是我们现在所活的世界。
This world of darkness is the world that we're living in right now.
我们看到太阳光，这是物质界，用眼睛看到。
So we could see the sunlight through our fleshly eyes because this is in the material and physical world.
但是在灵界里面啊，这个世界是一片的黑暗。
But in the spiritual realm, the world is filled with just darkness.
哦，黑暗代表什么？
So what does darkness represent?
圣经里面讲，黑暗就是代表死亡。
So in the Bible tells us, darkness means death.
哦，所以人死了就进到黑暗里面。
So after someone dies, he enters into darkness.
哦，所以主耶稣来哦，他要救我们脱离黑暗，进到光明里面。
So Jesus comes to this earth to save us so that we can be taken out from darkness to enter into light.
那个光是什么?
And what is this light?
那个光就是生命。
This light is life.
那个光就是主耶稣本身。
This light is Lord Jesus himself.
光一出现,黑暗就消失了。
When light shows up, darkness will be disappeared.
主耶稣传福音。
When Jesus was preaching the gospel,
有大光照在死荫幽谷的人。
There was this great light that is shining upon the people on the valley of shadow of death.
每一个人都以死亡结束。
And everyone was, everyone's, ending is with death.
所以每一个人，不管你在世界上多成功、多出名，黑暗在前面等着。
So no wonder how famous and popular and successful you are in this world, darkness is waiting before you.
但是在主耶稣里面，
But in front of God,
黑暗已经没有了。
This darkness has disappeared.
死亡已经结束了。
Because death has been concluded.
因为死是从罪来的。
Because death comes from sin.
啊，罪被赦免，死就没有了。
And if your sins are forgiven, there is no death before you.
所以在主耶稣里面，每个人都在光里面。
Therefore, in the Lord, every one of us is in His light.
所以这个世界有两群的人。
So there are two types of people in this world.
一群人是在光明里面。
A group of people in the light.
在生命永生里面。
In eternal life and in glory.
另一群人是在死亡里面，是在黑暗里面。
And the other group of people will be in darkness and in death.
那这两群人是怎么分的？
So how do you differentiate and set these two groups of people apart?
凡是我们得到救恩的，就是在生命里面。
For people who receive eternal life and salvation, we will be in the light.
是在光明里面。
You'll be in the light.
哦，还没有得到救恩。
For those who have not received salvation.
活在罪里面，就是在死亡里面。
You'll be living in the sin, and you'll be living in death.
那就是在黑暗里面。
And then you will be in darkness.
所以在灵界里面管辖这个幽暗世界的是什么？就是魔鬼。
So who is in control of this entire darkness in the world? It is the devil.
因此圣经里面说白昼将近黑夜已深啊。
That is why the Bible says
黑夜已深白昼将近。
The Bible says that the dawn has risen and 黑夜将近 and darkness is coming.
什么叫做黑夜已深？
What does it mean that darkness is coming?
就是这个世界从圣经来看罪非常的深。
From the point of view of the Bible, that means that the darkness is deep.
从人来看，世界越来越文明啊，科技越来越发达。
And from the point of view of normal people, it seems that the world is getting more civilized and advanced.
哦，所以很多特别年轻人把希望放在科技里面。
Therefore, a lot of young people, especially, they place their hope in technology.
哦，现在有人工智慧。
Now there is artificial intelligence.
啊，现在有电脑，有机器人。
There's computer and there's robots.
好像这是人的前途。
we see these things like they are our future.
但是科技没有办法进到灵界解决人的问题。
But technology cannot enter into our lives to solve our spiritual issues.
哦，所以魔鬼在世界掌权，这个世界的罪越来越深。
So since devil is in control of the world, the sin is getting more rooted.
这个世界在魔鬼的掌管之下。
So the world is in control of the devil.
啊，那对已经得救的人。
So towards those who have already been saved.
那魔鬼就是要把我们从光明当中就拉进去黑暗里面。
Devil would like to drag us from light into his darkness.
那魔鬼怎么把我们从黑暗啊、光明当中拉进到黑暗里面呢
？So how does devil do that to pull us from light into darkness？
啊，我们先来看啊，以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians。
啊，以弗所书的第二章。
Chapter two。
啊，以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter two。
啊，第一节。
Verse one, and he made you alive, and he made you alive who were dead in trespasses and sins。
啊，第二节。
Verse 2, in which you once walked according to the course of the world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience.
好，第三节。
3, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others.
第四节。
Verse 4, but God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us.Verse 5, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved.
好，我们回到第二节。
Okay, now let's go back to verse 2.
说那时你们行事为人随从今世的风俗。
So here it says that we were walking according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power in the air.
这个那时是什么
？So 那时
那个时候。
So what does it mean?At that time,
就是第一节。
In which,
你们从前死在过犯罪恶之中。第一节。
Because in verse 1 it says, and when he made alive, you were dead in trespasses and sins.
我们还没有信耶稣以前，我们活在罪里面，我们活在死里面，我们活在黑暗里面。
Because before believing in God, we were living in sin and we were living in darkness and death.
但是第二节讲那个时候我们行事为人随从今世的风俗。那今世的风俗是什么
？But here in verse 2 it says that walking in the course of the world and prince of power in the air. So what does this mean?
今世的风俗就是传统，就是文化。
So that means the culture and the cultures and traditions of the world.
所以一个人信活得越久，越难信耶稣。
So the longer a person lives, it's harder for that person to come and believe in Jesus.
因为这个传统文化已经变成他头脑的一部分。
Because this tradition and culture has become part of his mindset.
已经变成生活的一部分。
It becomes part of his life.
那为什么传统文化会这么吸引人
？So how is this?Culture and tradition.
首先，传统文化的背后是什么
？So what is behind these traditions and cultures？
如果我们不认识神，就是说社会的文化一直在演变越来越进步，越来越文明。
So if we do not know the teachings of the Bible, we will say that the cultures of the world evolve from traditions, and it gets more civilized.
所以你活在这个世界里面要进步，不要头脑古板要跟着世界的文化传统走
So that is why a lot of people say that if you live in this world, your mindset needs to be evolved and not be outdated.
这是没有信仰。人的想法。
And this is the mindset of non-believers.
但是下面讲这个传统文化是空中掌权者的首领。
But here it says that this tradition and cultures of the world is according to the prince of power of the air.
那这个空中掌权者是什么
？So who is this prince of power of the air？
就是现在悖逆之子心中运行的灵。
And this is the one who works in the sons of disobedience.
就是魔鬼。
That is devil.
所以魔鬼借着文化传统在控制一个人。
So God is so Satan is using these traditions and cultures to control our mindsets.
因此，如果一个人要信耶稣
Therefore, if one person believes in the Lord,
我们要用神的话来判别我们的文化跟传统。
We would like to discern these traditions and cultures based on our beliefs.
神的话是真理，是绝对的。
Because God's word is absolute.
有很多的文化传统是好的。
There are a lot of cultures and traditions that are positive in nature.
那我们就继续下去呀。
If they are positive, then we could continue with them.
但是有的文化跟传统是跟真理不一样的。
But there are some cultures and traditions that are contradicting to our,
这个就是我们要改变的地方。
That contradicts our Bible teachings. This is when we have to change them.
我们一改变，我们就跟别人不一样。
But once we change, then we will be different.
跟别人不一样，就没有办法被别人接受。
If we are different from others, then it's hard for us to be accepted by others.
那有时候就变成很怪，你信耶稣越信越怪。
That is why people think that the more you believe in the Lord, the weirder you become.
为什么觉得贵？因为你跟他不一样。
Why would they think so? Because we're different from them.
你跟大家不一样。
We're different from others.
但是我们真的怪吗？
But are we really weird?
我们跟主耶稣一样。
We're just like Jesus.
所以这个传统文化的后面我们要看清楚它是灵啊。
Because we need to know that what's behind all these traditions and culture is spirit.
那为什么吸引人？为什么很难离开
？Why are they so attractive to us？
我们看第三节。
Let's refer to verse
3。我们刚刚读的第三节。
Verse 3，
你们从前在当中放纵肉体的私欲。
Because in verse 3 it says that we previously conduct ourselves in the flesh of our in the lust of our flesh。
那随着肉体跟心中喜好的去行。
And fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of mind。
所以这个世界里面没有讲要节制自己，要控制自己。你想什么会给你快乐，就尽量去吧。
Because nothing talks about self-control, but rather whatever makes you happy, just do it.
你如果能够自我实现，你就尽量去吧。
Because here it says that if you can achieve your goals and to fulfill your lust, then just go for it.
因为你是你自己的主人。
Because people tell us that we are the masters of ourselves.
你是为你自己活的。
We live for ourselves.
这个是人的观念啊。
This is the human mindset.
但是从圣经看起来。
But from the Bible's point of view.
当我们离开圣经的真理去过我们想要过的生活。
When we derive from the teachings of the Bible and lead a life of our own.
放纵肉体的情欲。
To give way to our lusts of flesh.
我们的主人就是空中的灵魔鬼。
The master will be the prince of the flesh of air, that is devil.
那这样的生活，如果看第三节他是可怒之子。
So in verse 3, this kind of life is that of the nature of children of wrath.
所以看在这个世界上他没有办法被欢迎。
So that is why if we're living in this world, we're unwelcome.
但是如果你照着文化来讲你就是被欢迎。
But if you live according to cultures, then you will be well accepted.
所以我们在这个世界我们信了主以后，在过我们的信仰生活，要很小心的。魔鬼借着文化、传统、潮流，要把我们吃掉。
After believing in God, we have to be really careful because devil wants to use in the facade of traditions and cultures. He would like to devour us.
那对宣道工作来讲
，and towards the work of the evangelism，
宣道就是跟魔鬼在征战。
The work of evangelism is waging a war against the devil。
好，我们现在来看哥林多后书。
Now let's turn to Book of Corinthians。
哥林多后书的第十章。
Second Corinthians chapter 10。
第十章的第四节。
First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds.
第五节。
Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ.
所以如果我们看第五节。
So if we look at verse 5.
魔鬼在人的心中设下各样的计谋，拦阻人认识神。
That devil has cast down everything to bring us into captivity and to be obedient, disobedient to the Lord.
那先到工作呢，就是让把这些东西拿掉，然后把人的心夺回来，让他顺服基督。
So the work of evangelism is to take back the hearts of men and to bring down all these barriers.
有的人信耶稣很难。
Sometimes it's very hard for some people to believe in the Lord.
读很多。
Because they're highly educated.
哦，这个通不过我的理性，我没有办法信。
And to me, this does not make sense or it's not logical. So it's hard for me to believe.
我们的理性是有限的。
Because, but the actual fact is our logic is so limited.
你看现在的电脑跟人下棋哦，人胜不过电脑了。
If we are playing chess, with the computer, we can actually defeat the computer.
再厉害的人也胜不过电脑。
And the even more clever you are, you can't even defeat the computer.
因为现在电脑越来越厉害。
Because the computer is getting more and more intelligent.
所以这个代表人的头脑是有限的。
So this shows that our human brains are limited.
我想得通，我才要信。
We only want to believe if we understand.
那神就是有限的。
If that is the case, then God is limited.
所以这个就是魔鬼设下的障碍，相信人的理性。
So this is an obstacle that is granted to us from the devil because he wants us to only trust our own logic.
不是理性没有用啊。
It's not to say that logic is useless.
活在这个世界上，头脑也很重要啊。
To live in this world, our brains are important.
但是理性有它的极限。
But there is this limitation to logic.
到一定的程度，你没有办法了解了。
You can't understand beyond a certain extent.
所以有的人翻开圣经来看。
So some people read the Bible.
每一句话都矛盾，我怎么信？
They find that every word is contradictory. So how does he believe?
为什么每一句话都矛盾？
So why are there so much confusion?
因为你头脑太聪明了。
Because you are too intelligent.
怎么聪明法？
In what way?
世界上太聪明。
You're too intelligent in the sense of the world.
所以哥林多前书来说，这些人不如变成笨一点，书不要读这么多，他反而容易信耶稣。
That is why it's recorded in 1 Corinthians that these people might as well become a little less intelligent so that they could believe in the Lord.
所以魔鬼设下障碍就是人的理性。
So the Satan cast down all these barriers using human logic.
还有我们刚刚提到的以弗所书第二章，魔鬼设下的障碍就是罪。
And the second barrier, as recorded in the book of Ephesians, the second barrier that is cast down by Satan is sin.
罪借着文化
，because sin through cultures and traditions.
所以现在人说穿了活着为什么？为快乐。
So the people these days talk about the whole reason of being, that is just to be happy.
魔鬼不会说来这边来这边很痛苦如果享受是很痛苦，没有人会去的。
So the devil wouldn't say that, oh, come near me because I will give you a lot of sufferings. Because if he put it that way, nobody will come near him.
罪是有快乐的。
Sin does bring some joy.
但是这个快乐好像一个糖外面包的，一个药外面包着糖衣。
So this sin is likened to a sugar coated medicine.
外面好像很甜但是吃下去就很苦了。
It seems sweet outside, on the outside, but if you take it, it actually tastes so bitter.
犯罪的时候是有快乐。
When we commit sins, there is indeed some joy in it.
犯了罪以后，第一个良心不安。
But after committing sin, you will have guilty conscience.
第二个，很多的后果跑出来。
And secondly, you will face with all these consequences.
所以这是魔鬼在打败一个人的方法。
So this is one of the ways that the devil defeats a person.
用理性，用罪。
Through sense and through sin.
还有就是用世界。
And through the world.
所以我们跟这个魔鬼在征战，我们要从圣经来了解魔鬼是怎么打败一个人。
So in this war against devil, we need to know how devil overcomes a person.
所以我们回到哥林多后书第十章。
So let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 10.
第五节。
Verse 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 5, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity.
我们遇到一个慕道朋友。
So once I met with this truth seeker.
他来教会，他就不跪下去祷告。
He comes to the church, but he refused to kneel down to pray.
他有个很强的我怎么能够 跪下去。
He has a very strong sense of pride and he refuses to pray.
哦，这个就是魔鬼设下的障碍啊。
So this is an obstacle given by the devil.
有一天他跪下去，他就得圣灵了。
But one day that he decided to kneel down, he received the Holy Spirit.
为什么？
Why?
不是跪这个姿态让你得圣灵。
It's not the stature or the posture of kneeling down.
哦，是一个人的心的那种谦卑。
But rather the humility in someone's heart.
在神的面前，我们愿意谦卑。
Before the Lord, we are willing to be humble.
谦卑的表现就是顺服。
And a manifestation of humility is submission.
那这个做这下去，神的灵就下来了。
So once you carry this out, the Spirit of God has been descended.
啊，所以一个人要信主的过程有很多不同的障碍。
There are many obstacles to a process of someone coming to believe in the Lord.
哦，那怎么把这个障碍拿掉
？So how do we take away this barrier？
我们看第四节。
Let's refer to verse 4.
啊，哥林多后书十章第四节。
Second Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4.
我们征战的兵器不是属乎血气的。
For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal.
啊，什么叫做血气
？So what does it mean by carnal？
就是我们这一个人所拥有的条件。
So this carnal means the conditions that could be offered by us as a person.
如果有一个人说他口才很好
，If someone says that he's so eloquent，
你可能可以到这个 car dealer 去卖很多车子。
You might be able to go to the car dealer and sell tons of cars.
但是你试试看，你有没有办法带一个人来信耶稣
？But are you able to bring one person to come to believe in Jesus？
这个不是口才做得到的。
So this is not a matter of eloquence.
如果一个人说能力很强。
If someone deems himself to be very capable,
好，你在公司里面爬到最高
，you have reached the top in your company.
你可能会很多人顺服你
，you might have a lot of people who are submissive to it.
但是这个权能够带一个人来信耶稣吗
？But can this authority bring one person to come believe in the Lord?
一个也没有办法
，not even one.
如果我们很有钱。
If we're very wealthy,
你可以用钱买到很多东西。
You could use money to buy a lot of things.
但是你能够用钱买到一个人来信耶稣吗
？But can you use money to buy one person to come believe in Jesus?
没有办法。
You're not able to.
所以我们征战的兵器不是属乎血气的。
That is why our weapons of our warfare are not carnal.
所以你看主耶稣拣选门徒。
So when Jesus was choosing his disciples,
里面有四个渔夫。
There were four fishermen.
那其中都很普通的人啊。
And the rest are deemed as mediocre.
有一个政治家，分瑞党的西门。
And there is this politician.
主耶稣应该是拣选文士、法利赛人。
Jesus should have chosen the scribes and the Pharisees.
有很好的教育。
Who are highly educated.
为什么没有拣选那些人
？But why did he not?
因为主耶稣要证明一件事情。
Because Jesus wanted to prove one matter.
神的国。在乎全能
，His heavenly kingdom relies on His power.
那个全能是什么
？And what is this power？
就是神的能力。
It's God's power.
所以有时候我们在教会里面，看那个教会信徒，大家都很普通，圣工很发展。
Sometimes we look at certain churches, the members seem to be mediocre, but the holy work is very progressed.
为什么
？Why？
因为大家就觉得我们很普通，我能做什么？不能做什么就祷告啊。
Because these holy workers, they deem themselves as miracles as well. And what can they do? They could only pray.
那有时候我们看到教会里面人才很多。
But in some churches, we see that there are a lot of capable people in the church.
圣工没有办法发展。
But the holy work can't really flourish.
因为当一个人觉得我在世界上有什么
？Because when one person thinks of the things that he has in this world.
所以我在教会能做什么？
That is why these are the things that I could do in the church.
这个就是圣工发展的障碍。
This will be an obstacle to holy work.
因为这样没有办法专心依靠神。
Because, then we would not be able to wholeheartedly rely on God.
所以宣道工作就是在神面前有能力。
So the evangelical work is to have power before the Lord.
那这个能力从哪里来
？So where does this power come from?
就是从祷告来的。
It comes from prayers.
所以。我们要推动宣道工作，需要有很多的祷告。
So if we would like to push forward in this work of evangelism, it requires a lot of prayers.
好，那这个魔鬼的征战的对象就是这个事，就是教会。
So in the warfare with the devil, the target is actually the church.
好，我们现在从启示录来看魔鬼怎么在打教会。
So from the book of Revelation, we will study how Devil is attacking the church.
我们看启示录的十二章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 12.
启示录的十二章。
Revelation chapter 12.
十二章的第七节。
Verse 7. Revelation chapter 12, verse 7. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and the angels fought.
好，第八节。
Verse 8, but they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer.
第九节。
Verse 9, so the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the Satan and the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him.
这个地方讲这里讲说有龙。
So here,it was mentioned there is a dragon.
所以第九节，那大龙就是古蛇，又叫做魔鬼，又叫做撒旦。
So the dragon was cast out was called the devil and also Satan.
然后他是迷惑普天下的。
He deceives the entire world.
他在灵界里面，他跟天使长米迦勒在征战。
In the spiritual realm, he was having a battle against the angel Michael.
结果他就被摔到地上来。
And then he was cast to the earth.
所以他来到地上是神允许他的。
So he comes to this world with the permission of God.
那这一场征战就开始了。
And there begins this war.
所以教会的敌人是什么？
So who is the enemy of the church?
就是被摔到地上那个龙、那个撒旦、那个魔鬼。
This enemy is the Satan, the devil that is cast down to the earth.
好，那我们现在再看十七节。
Now let's refer to verse 17. 17 saying we 17.
十二章十七节。
Okay, chapter 12, verse 17. And the dragon was enraged with the woman, and he went to make war with the rest of her offspring, who keep the commandments of God and have testimony of Jesus Christ.
我们看十五节。
Verse 15. So the serpent spewed water out of his mouth like a flood after the woman, and he might cause her to be carried away by the flood.
这个地方讲蛇在妇人身后从口中吐出来，像口水它像河一样。
So here it says that the serpent spewed water out of his mouth like flood after the woman.
那这蛇是什么？蛇就是魔鬼。
So who is this serpent? The serpent is its devil.
那魔鬼所口中吐出来的口水会像一条河。
So the water of mouth that is spewed out of the serpent, could carry someone away like flood.
那这个河要把这个妇人冲走。
So just like the river water, he could flood this woman away.
那这个妇人是什么？
So who is this woman?
如果我们看十七节，
If we look at verse 17,
妇人还其余的儿女，这个妇人就是教会。
So this woman represents the church.
所以教会是主耶稣的心腹。
So the church is the bride of Jesus.
现在魔鬼用他口中吐出来的水要把这个教会跟属神诫命的人冲走。
So the devil using the water spewed from his mouth would like to flood away this woman.
这个是征战啊。
So this is a war.
那个龙口中吐出来那个口水是什么？
What about the water that is spewed out of the mouth of the dragon?
就是从魔鬼所出来的思想学说潮流。
Is the trends and the philosophies from the mouth of the devil?
所以到最后判别这个潮流的标准就是圣经。
So at the end of the day, the standard to determine what is the trends of the world is the Bible.
所以如果不认识圣经，你没有分辨能力。
So without knowing the Bible, you don't have the ability to discern.
如果不认识圣经，你被世界的潮流冲走，自己不知道。
If you do not know the Bible, you will be swept away by the trends and the floods of this world unknowingly.
所以我们活在这个世界上。
So we live in this world.
我们是得救的信徒。
We're believers who will be saved.
非常宝贵。
This is very precious.
在这场属灵看不见的征战，我们靠主耶稣一定可以得胜。
And in this spiritual war, by relying on Jesus Christ, we will be saved.
那我们要靠着主的能力来拯救更多的人。
And by relying on his power, we want to save more people.
因为黑夜已深，白昼将近。
Because the dawn is arising and darkness is coming.
罪恶越来越深。
And the darkness is getting deeper and deeper.
神的日子快要来到。
The days of Jesus are about to come.
所以我们一定可以得胜。
And we will gain victory.
唱诗班。